study on when the church prays, and continue our study there in the power of prayer. We'll be in Acts chapter 12, and we'll be looking at that. As I said, I always love the slides Mark comes up with and putting this up there on the power of prayer. And you see, this is our church, and these are the folks praying and praying on both sides. And folks, prayer changes things. Prayer brings together folks. Prayer changes the world, the country, you and me as individuals, us as a body of believers, corporately. Prayer changes things. And I said, as a world and as a country, if there's ever been a time that you and me as children of God need to be praying, it's now. It's now, my friend, if there's ever been a time that we need to be busy about God. We need to be busy about His Word and in prayer. It's now. Folks, it's not yesterday, it's not last week, but it's now. It's today, getting busy about that. Go with me to the Lord in prayer. Father and God, again, we just come to you and bow before you. And God, thank you for filling your presence in this place. God, it is a sweet spirit here. And Lord, thank you for the spirit of peace and love and harmony amongst those that are here, God. And God, we thank you for maturing us in the Lord and maturing us in Christ. And God, thank you for the messages of prayer, the Lord, that you laid upon our heart and the power of prayer and the Word. God, how they go hand in hand. And God, we see that throughout history, the Lord, throughout what we read in the Scripture, how prayer was a part of your ministry, God, how you taught the disciples to pray. And God, how we've seen that prayer changed things throughout history in the Bible, the Lord. And God, the importance of that. And let us understand the importance of having communication with you, God, and speaking to you and understanding the power of prayer and entering into the presence of the Holy Spirit. God, thank you for filling this place today. God, I pray the anointing of the reading of your word this morning. Your word is precious. And God, as we open it up, may you anoint it. God, may it go forward and accomplish that which is pleasing and honoring to you. God, may it cut where it needs to cut. May it convict where it needs to convict. And God, may it save where it needs to save today. God, it is your word. May it not return unto you void. God, I pray that you open up our hearts, open up our minds and our ears. And God, bless us to be able to receive your word. And not only receive it, but apply it and be doers of what we hear. And God, I pray that you defeat the devil. Bind him up as has already been prayed for. He is not welcome here or wanted here. Bind him up in the name of Jesus and get him out. And let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit have continuous freedom to continue to move in our hearts and our lives today. God, we love you. God, we thank you. We praise you. And God, again, we pray for the blessings of the reading of your word and the anointing on it. God, thank you for an amazing worship service. The Lord, an amazing blend of old and new. And God, how they work so well together. God, we thank you and we praise you for what you're doing. We give you the thanks in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. We'll be in Acts chapter 12, and we'll look at verses 5 through 19 and see what God has to say to your heart and mind. It says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but what? But what happened? But prayer was made without ceasing of the church of unto God for him. It said, and when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. They were serious about Peter's praying and preaching, wasn't they? They threw him in prison, man. They bound him to a soldier on the left and a soldier on the right, and they filled the entranceways and the gates with soldiers and guarded him. You know, they didn't want Peter to go nowhere. Little did they know what the power of prayer had in store. Amen. It says, so in verse 7 it says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and the light shined in the prison, and it smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. My friend, what's got you bound down today? What's got you chained? What's got you strapped? I want you to know you're in the right place for Jesus to break those bonds, for Jesus to break those chains, regardless of what's going on in your life. It's the power that you and I have in the prayer in the name of Jesus that changes things, my friend. And we can tap into that source. Today is my prayer. If you haven't tapped into it, tap into Jesus and its Spirit. The power and the presence of prayer that he wants to bring to your life and mine. It said in verse 7, his chains fell off. They fell off from him and his hands. In verse 8 said, and the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto an iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out, and they passed through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety, that the Lord has sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered this thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together, what? Praying. And said, And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. She was so happy, she didn't even let him in. She forgot he was standing there knocking at the door. Man, it's Peter. Let me go tell somebody about it. Instead of letting him in, she was excited. And she left. It said in verse 15, And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she consistently affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and they saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with his hand, told to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers. What was become of Peter? Well, yeah, what do you think the soldiers was thinking? How did this happen? We were bound with him. We were chained to him. One of you was on the left, one of you on the right, and several of you at the gate. What happened to Peter? Where did he go? How did this happen? The power and the presence of the prayer of God's saints is how it happened. God delivered him. And he says in verse 19, And when Herod had sought for him, he found him not. He examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea, and there abode. Oh, listen to me. When I read this story, when I read this scripture, a passage, and you think about Peter, here Peter was preaching the word. Here Peter was teaching. Here Peter was praying. Here Peter was doing everything that God called him to do, but the enemy tried to sniff it out. The enemy tried to shut it down. And I'm here to tell you, the enemy's been trying to do that from day one when Jesus was born. From day one, even in heaven, the enemy, Satan, tried to overthrow the throne of God. He's been at this a long time, my friend, to try to shut down God's business, to try to shut down God's ministry, to try to shut down God's work, my friend, but it's not going to happen when it's done in Jesus' name. It's not going to happen. It said the gates of hell should not prevail against it, my friend. Listen to me. When the church is founded on that rock, and if the rock is Jesus, it doesn't matter what comes that way. And persecution's going to come when you lift up the name of Jesus. Persecution's going to come when you start dedicating your life to reading the Word and getting on your knees in prayer. My friend, it's going to come, my friend. But listen to me. In the power and the presence of the prayer of the saints of God, and you and me can send that opposition on the run, my friend, and send Satan down the road where he needs to be. Oh, listen, Peter here was waiting for whatever Herod had in store. He knew that he was going to have to face Herod, and he was waiting around to see what was going to go on. Oh, listen, the escape in Peter's life and on his own was impossible. Peter could have never escaped on his own, my friend. As we read, he had 16 soldiers guarding him. Their work hours were six-hour shifts and in fours to make sure that Peter wasn't going to go nowhere. But my friend, it doesn't matter. You can put a multitude of guards all you want to. You can get the biggest army that you think you can get and try to come against the man of God and the word of God and the child of God, and it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work, because greater is he that is in me than he that is of the world, my friend. And when the saints of God get busy about the prayer of God and get busy about reading his word, my friend, Satan's got to go. He has no choice, my friends. He has no choice but to run. But we see the power of this. We see there's six things here, aspects of the power of prayer that we find in these chapters. And I want you to go there and look at them with me and read them with me. When you go back and you look at verse verses 5 through 7. If you're taking notes, prayer breaks the bonds that hold us down. Prayer breaks the bonds, my friend, that's holding you down, holding you back. Turn it over to the Lord today. Look at verses 5 through 7 with me again. It says, Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but what? Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth that same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with chains, two chains. And the keepers before the door kept in prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in prison. And he smote Peter on the side, raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Oh, listen to me. Here was Peter, my friend, as I said, he's bound up. They didn't want him to go nowhere. He was under an incredible situation and circumstances in his life. As I said, there was two guards chained to him by 24 hours a day, each doing a shift of 6 hours, four every time. My friend, they were making it impossible in a human effort for Peter to have broken away. Oh, listen to me. But yet God broke the bonds of chains on Peter. Yet God sent the angel of the Holy Spirit of God to break the bonds that had Peter down and gave him an opportunity to be free. My friend, I'm sitting here telling you, it doesn't matter what's got you bound down today. I can tell you, if you mean business in Almighty God through God's word and you believe it, and through prayer on your knees, my friend, you can be loosed from anything that's got you bound down today if you turn it over to the presence and power of God and let the Holy Spirit take over your life. It doesn't matter your situation or your circumstance. I know the deliverer that can deliver you, and his name is Jesus. If you have faith to believe it and call upon him, my friend, it's about faith. God can change your circumstance. He can change your outlook. He'll give you a new direction in life if you just trust in him, if you just believe in him, my friend. Peter trusted in the Lord. He believed in him. God had done something even greater for you and me. My friend, when he died upon the cross of Calvary, he was buried in that tomb, and he raised victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He took the bonds of sin in your life, in my life, and he nailed them to the cross, my friend. Never more to be under that bondage of sin if we just ask him to forgive us of it. Come into our lives and be our Lord and Savior. My friend, you cannot be bound down by sin. What God has made free, and what Jesus has made free, you're free indeed. Not to be bound down by that again. Oh, listen to me. There's a lot of things that might bound you down in on earth, my friend, whether it's sickness or whatever. There's a lot of things that might come against you, but turn it over to the Lord. You know, I seen Brother Randall walk in here today, and we were talking and we were praying together, and it's an exciting time. He still has faith in God that Miss Brenda one day will walk back in this church one day. My friend, listen to me. It's faith having that. Faith having that. Understanding those situations that come up. We just honored Jared. Thursday, I went out to the Rebels Farm. Had over 200 people there in memory of Jared. As you remember, Super Bowl last year, we were filling this place with 3,000 people to honor Jared. And we went out and we released balloons. And we prayed for the family. And Tony told everybody out there, thank you for your prayers. Because if it wasn't for your prayers, our family would have never made it through losing Jared. We know where Jared is. Jared's in the arms of the angels of God. But my friend, when you lose a child, oh yeah, there's a situation. There's a tough time that you go through losing anybody. But my friend, it's those prayers of faith, as Tony thanked everybody that was out there, those prayers of faith, him and Miss Lynn and the rest of the family, those prayers of faith is what makes you through those tough times and those hard times and those circumstances in life. My friend, you better tap into the Lord. Miss Decky, we were sitting there with her and Brother Glenn and Sandy at the hospital, and we were praying and we were talking about the times that's come up and all that the sicknesses that's hit their family. It's through the power of prayer that gets us up and gets us going. We don't need the Affordable Health Care Act because it didn't do you no good. But we needed Jesus to interact. Amen. And it's Jesus that's going to get you through. It's Jesus that's going to take care of you. My friend, it's the faith in Him that makes things happen. We prayed for God to be able to provide the medications and stuff that Miss Decky needed to get her out of there, because she would have had to mortgage your house, my house, and everybody else's house in there to pay for it. But when we got through praying, within a few minutes, a social worker walked in and said, "Your medicine is free. Your medicine is free." The power of prayer. Amen. Amen. The power of prayer and what God can do. We need to tap into the source, and His name is Jesus. Amen. Tap into the source of Him. The power of prayer. Prayer breaks the bonds of things that hold us back, my friend. Prayer breaks the bonds of sin in your life and my life. Tap into the source through the power of prayer, like Peter did, like the church did that was praying for Peter's release. And God heard and answered it, my friends, and released him from prison. Oh, you go down and you look back at verses 8 and 10, and you see, number 2, if you take a note, prayer gives guidance when we don't understand the way. Prayer gives guidance when we don't understand the way. My friend, look at verse 8 to 10. It says, "And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, bind on thy sandals." Man, he said, tighten them things up. We got to somewhere to go. Amen. Burn them. Tighten them up. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him. And it wist not what was true which was done by the angel, but he thought he saw a vision. And when they were passed first, and then the second ward, and they came to the iron gates that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. The prayer of guidance. Here we see, it might be a fair guess to say that Peter did not know his way around this prison. Must have been a new one. You know, they had so many places they put him in. You know, Peter didn't understand how to get out. He didn't know how to get out. My friend, they put him back in the furthest gates in the wards past the second ward that they can get him. They put guards at those gates, my friend, and listen to me. And they had him bound by the soldiers. But it didn't matter. God had the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit sent through an angel to deliver him, my friends. It doesn't matter what you bound down to. It doesn't matter what you going through. It doesn't matter who comes against you. Turn it over to the Lord. Turn them over to the Lord. God has the power. Just as He delivered Peter, He'll deliver you, my friends. If you believe it, do you believe in the power and the presence of prayer today? Say amen. Oh, listen. It's time we get busy about the power of prayer. And as Brother Randall and I was talking about it, I said, "Brother Randall, you picked a good Sunday to sneak out and leave Miss Brenda, because we're talking about the power of prayer today." Prayer, and how prayer changes things, my friend. Oh, listen to me. It has an impact. Prayer gives guidance when we don't know the way. As we see Peter, he needed guidance to get through the place where he was bound down. Oh, listen to me. Guidance. Guidance in our lives as we grow and mature in the Lord. God bless us. God guide us. Lead us. You know, one of my favorite verses of Scripture, as I've quoted several times in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our lives. Trust in the Lord. Acknowledge Him for direction. You see the slide that Marky made up there? Marky made some amazing slides. And it says there, it says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear the voice behind you saying, prayer gives guidance. We do not know the way. This is the way. Walk in it. This is the way. Walk in it. The songs that Adam chose today. You know, I don't know. The angels go before me. I know who stands beside me. My friend, it's the Lord. He guides that way. You want to know those ways. Tap into that source, my friend, and ask Him to guide him. Here, Peter needed guidance, and God sent him an angel. Here, Peter needed deliverance. God sent him an angel. Here, Peter needed the bonds of the chains broken in his life, and God sent him an angel. My friend, I'm here to tell you, if you got faith to believe it, it doesn't matter your circumstance or where you are, God will deliver you. God will deliver you. He can send you an angel. He can do it in many forms or fashions that he wants to. Just have faith, believing in it, trusting in it. Oh, my friend, without the faith, Serena would have never made it through the year she had last year, being in the hospital flat on her back for 6 months. But it was that faith, it was that power and prayer that we had believing in there that God brought about the healing of her body. My friend, listen, the doctors had thrown up their hands, thrown up their arms, had done the same thing on her 4 or 5 times. It just didn't work. But my friend, the power of prayer works. The power of prayer works. Gets you out of those situations and gets you back up on your feet. I think of Miss Carol going through all the cancer and the treatments that she's going through right now. The power of prayer. She thanks God for the prayers and the power to get her through day by day. There's some days, my friend, that she don't have no energy, but she draws from the supernatural energy of Jesus. That power of prayer, tap into it, tap into it. He would guide you along the way. Not only that, but number three, prayer conquers the captivity of the enemy. That's what I like. When you send out the prayers, my friend, the enemy has to go. He has to go. He has to flee. Look back at verse 11 with me. He says, "And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, out of the enemy that sought out the killing. He has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the people of the Jews." My friend, he knew God delivered him. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter what enemy's coming against you. It doesn't matter what they're saying about you. It doesn't matter what's going on in their life. You send up the prayer in the name of Jesus and God will zap the enemy for you. You don't have to do nothing. God will fight the battle for you. He will take care of that. My friend, send it up. Peter could have had his bonds broken and even had guidance out of prison, but unless he grasped that reality of his deliverance, he might still be living in an illusion of a dream. My friend, he thought he was dreaming. He thought it was a vision. Oh, but then he came to his senses and realized it was the power of Almighty God that delivered him. My friend, and God is the one that delivered him and broke those chains upon us. We no longer have to be subject to the captivity we were once held in, my friend. You're not subject to that. God broke that in your life. Don't go back to those old ways. Trust in him. Keep having faith in him. He will deliver you, my friend. And he has the power to keep us going forward. Oh, we must move forward, my friend, to the prizes that God has in store for you and me. Keeping forward and marching forward in him, in prayer and praying together and reading God's word. As the whole church was praying for Peter, God heard the prayers of the saints and delivered him. My friend, he will hear the prayer of you and me and deliver us as well. He would deliver this world if the churches would bind themselves up together and walk hand in hand. My friend, God will give us the victory. How many times you look back through history and see the children of Israel doing the exact same thing America is doing today? My friend, America is doing today. But when the children of Israel turned back to the Lord, God spared them and delivered them. And he will do the same for you and for me and for our country. Not only that, but you look at the fourth thing, prayer grants gladness in times of distress. Look back at verse 14 and 15 with me. He said, and she knew Peter's voice. She opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, thou art mad, you out of your mind. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. Oh, listen, here Peter is the recipient of the benefit of prayer. Peter is the recipient of the benefit of prayer. My friend, how many of us have been the recipients of the benefit of prayer? Prayer works. Prayer changes things, my friend. Thank the Lord for saints that were praying in the church. Thank the Lord for those that were praying, my friend, and God heard those prayers. Here Rhoda was overjoyed that Peter was at the door, so much so that she forgot to even open the door. She was so joyed she wanted to go back and share with the rest of the folks that were in the house, gathered together, praying. She was so overjoyed she wanted to go back and tell all them what was going on. You look back at verse 12, she says, "And when they had considered these things, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together," what? Praying. My friend, there was a house full of people. Not only were they praying at the church, not only were the saints of God praying, but there was a multitude of people gathered at the house praying for God's deliverance in Peter's life. My friend, how awesome would that be in the churches across America today that they gathered in a house to pray? My friend, what a powerful thing that would be. Today they gathered in the house and say, "Hey, that Adam, he is a sorry worship leader. Hey, let me tell you something. If enough people get together and come in here and make it known to the church that we don't like Adam, we'd just vote him out of here." Amen or oh me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Something like that happened where you were, wasn't it, brother? We don't like Chris. He needs to go. If enough of us get together, we can just vote Chris out of here, man. Leave him in high and dry and let him try to find a place to serve. Thank the Lord they voted him out and sent him this way. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, give him a hand. Thank the Lord they let him. But my friend, what am I saying? That's pitiful. That's pitiful. My friend, we need to take lessons from the book of Acts and what happened in Peter's life. When the church came together as a unified body, not only were they praying in the church for one another and praying for God to bless and God to deliver Peter, their leader, and their pastor and their shepherd, my friend, praying together, but also when you look, they were having Mark and Matthew and Mary, and all of them were gathered around and they were praying. They wasn't chewing up a worship leader or a pastor. They were praying fervently for God's deliverance. Amen. That's what the church is supposed to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you're on board with me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I know you're praying for me. Amen.
Amen.
I know you're praying for Adam. Amen.
Amen.
I know you're praying for one another. Amen.
Amen.
If not, I'm praying just like Peter did to send the devil and get him out of here. Amen.
Amen.
But we're not going to have to worry about that because the love, the peace, and the harmony is here. Thank the Lord that we see that the power of prayer, you'll see in a few minutes, took out the enemy. Amen?
Yeah.
Took out the enemy. Oh, listen, we need to be praying like that. Not only that, but number five, prayer responds with the results, even when they do not even expect it. Look at verse 16. It said, "But Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were what?
Astonished.
Why are we so astonished when God performs miracles today? Why are we so astonished when God hears and answers prayers today? Listen, we're praying to a God that can. Amen.
Amen.
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're praying to a God that can. Amen.
Amen.
If I didn't believe that the prayers that I pray to a God that can, I wouldn't pray to the God. But my friend, it's having faith, believing in the power of prayer that God can. My friend, and sometimes we're astonished by that. Oh, listen, we shouldn't be astonished about it. Our faith should be that great enough to say, "I knew God would. I knew God could. I knew God would. I didn't know the timing, but I have faith believing in God that I knew He was going to deliver." Oh, listen, we need that faith to have that we know that God can. Oh, listen, they were in constant prayer. They were certainly praying for Peter. They knew that God was able to deliver him. No matter what the circumstances were, they were gathered in their homes. They were gathered at church. They were gathered all around praying because they believed that God could. They believed that God could. Even though they were astonished to see Peter. Oh, listen to me. My friend, we need to be in awe of the Lord and understanding the power that He has, that if we have faith believing in that, the faith of a grain of a mustard seed can move a mountain. If we have faith in the prayers that we have, my friend, we should be living in a victorious life every day. Living in a victorious life every day. Not only that, but living in an expectancy. Expecting God to do the miraculous.
Amen.
Living in a life of expectancy. Expecting God to do the miraculous that only He can do. that only He can do. Having that faith in there. Oh, the last thing we see is prayer delivers defeat to the enemy. Look at verse 18 and 19. It said, "Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers." You think? do you think there was no small stir among the soldiers? Huh? It was Peter. He was just bound to them last night at some point. What happened to the soldiers that was bound to him? Did they not feel the chains come off of Peter and drop down? Well, what's wrong with them? Were they astonished? Were they amazed? Yeah. Now there was no, soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what had become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. But not only that, it says, and he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. He was a little bit scared of what happened too, wasn't he? Not only am I going to put these soldiers to death, but I'm getting out of here. I don't know what happened to Peter, but whatever delivered him and happened to him, I don't want no part of it. Hey, I got to go. I'm on the run. Something just happened right here, and I'm not sure what it is, but I'm getting out of Dodge. I'm headed out of here. I'm breaking camp. Amen. Oh, listen. Prayer delivers defeat to the enemy. Even though the early church was growing in number and power, there was no possibility for them to overthrow the earthly powers. They couldn't do it. But greater is He that is in you than he that is of the world. Oh, listen to me. We don't got the power within us to defeat the devil, but we do got the power in the name of Jesus. Just as Danny was playing early on the piano, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Something about that name, that at the name of Jesus, the devil's got to go. At the name of Jesus, my friend, people get saved. At the name of Jesus, healing comes about. At the name of Jesus, relationships are restored. At the name of Jesus, in faith and the power of prayer, God delivers. My friend, having that, and just as we see right here, the enemy was taken care of. The power that outwit the enemy, making God's word your first line of defense. The power that outwit the enemy. The power in Jesus' name. The prayers that in Jesus' name defeated the enemy. The enemy had to go. Oh, listen, I can tell you, my friend, whatever comes your way, whatever's happening, whatever enemy gets in your way, oh, give it over to the Lord. Listen, God is in control. He made it clear to Herod. He made it clear to Herod in these verses that the power that Herod had and all that Herod had at his exposure was not enough to keep his servant Peter down. Wasn't enough. He made that clear to Herod. My friend, you can sit there and you can have all the soldiers in this world that you want to. My friend, and gather all the army you think you want to gather. But my friend, when it comes to God's servant, and it comes to Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, and it comes to standing on God's word, God will deliver. God will deliver. God will take care of the enemy just as He did Herod. He took care of him. We should live a life understanding that the battle is not ours to fight, and the victory's already been won, and the Lord is in control. And the Lord is in control. Prayer, prayer, prayer changes things. Let's get serious about prayer and praying of what God can do. Listen to me. Things happen, things come about. My friend, and I don't know, as I said today, I don't know what might have you bound down. I don't know what might have you strapped. You might be strapped to something, and I might be strapped to something. And we might be bound together. Come on, stand up. We might be bound together. And we might be stuck right here, my friend. But I want you to know that God has the power to grab a hold of those bonds and those bands and those bands that's got you down. And He has the power in the name of Jesus to loose them. He has the power in the name of Jesus, whatever's got you bound down. Whatever's got you strapped down, and you might feel like you strapped to somebody else and a soldier. My friend, but listen, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but in the name of Jesus, when you claim it in faith, God has the power to release, my friend, those things that's got you bound down. God has the power. What's got you handcuffed? What's got you down? What in life has got the Holy Spirit stifled in your life. Whatever it is, I can tell you in the name of Jesus, He wants to free you. He wants to release you. Have faith in the prayer that you offer up to Him. As you've heard me say, it's the prayer that's got Tony and Lindy and Mike and Oliver and Lynn, the Rebels family, through what they went through in the passing of Jared. We gave God prayers and thanks for His comforting in this time. 200 people gathered there to lift up blooms in honor and memory of Jared. And as I said, Tony said, I want to thank everybody for your prayers. It's what gets us through with all Miss Decky's going through and insurance battles with her and Mr. Glenn and all that. It's that power of prayer that we had. And the social worker comes through the door and says, you can go home because here's your meds. That was going to cost $7,000 to $10,000 a shot. But God said, here you go. Let me help you out. Let me help you out. Yeah. It's that power, presence of prayer that God has.